This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. To facilitate year-round sales of E15 nationwide and remove arcane barriers to innovation and consumer choice in the retail fuel marketplace, six national farm and biofuel organizations have asked the Environmental Protection Agency to enact regulations requiring lower volatility conventional gasoline blend stock in the summertime. This would result in lower tailpipe and evaporative emissions during the summer ozone control season and improve air quality. In a letter to EPA Administrator Michael Regan, the Renewable Fuels Association, AFBF, Growth Energy, National Corn Growers Association, National Farmers Union, and National Sorghum Producers said reducing the volatility of gasoline by just 1 pound per square inch would yield significant environmental benefits. The U.S. House on December 8th passed a pair of livestock bills supported by AFBF. One of the measures would extend livestock mandatory reporting, while the other would create a contract library for the beef cattle industry, similar to the pork industry catalog. Livestock mandatory reporting was extended through mid-February in the most recently passed continuing resolution, but the measure passed last week in the House would extend LMR through the end of 2022 fiscal year, which ends on September 30th, 2022. The Environmental Protection Agency recently set biofuel blending volumes for 2022, 2021, and 2020. The agency is also introducing regulatory changes to the renewable fuel standard that will enhance the program's objectives. Andrew Walmsley, Senior Director of Congressional Relations at AFBF, explained in Newsline that the administration made several important announcements. The biggest of these is the renewable volume obligations that are required under the renewable fuel standards. Walmsley said they retroactively rescinded some of that demand in 2020 and 2021, which is a little disappointing, but we also recognize the pandemic and overall fuel use. The big announcement, though, is for 2022, where there is definitely a demand-forward look from the announcement and a full utilization of our homegrown biofuels, such as ethanol. Fertilizer prices continue to skyrocket as much as 300% in some areas as farmers grapple with increased costs as they prepare for the 2022 growing season. AFBF's latest market intel examines the short and long-term factors impacting fertilizer supply and demand. Farm Bureau economists found several elements are contributing to record high prices, including increased prices for raw nutrients, including nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, increased global fertilizer demand, increased energy costs, distribution and supply chain disruptions, and trade duties. AFBF, along with more than 60 other agriculture groups, sent a letter on Monday to the Biden administration requesting that agricultural workers be exempted from travel restrictions from South Africa. The proclamation on suspension of entry as immigrants and non-immigrants of certain additional persons who pose a risk of transmitting coronavirus disease 2019 prohibits travel for individuals from several countries, including South Africa, due to concerns over the Omicron variant. The letter also requests flexibility in regard to the proclamation on advancing the safe resumption of global travel during the COVID-19 pandemic, which limits entry into the United States to only those vaccinated with a CDC-approved vaccine with limited exceptions. More than 6 million feral hogs roam the United States. From Hawaii to Florida, these invasive cousins of domestic swine have increased their range from 17 states in the 1980s to more than 35 states today. Feral hog populations can double in size within 4 months. Weighing between 75 and 500 pounds, feral hogs' aggressive behavior is very destructive to agriculture, natural ecosystems, people, pets, and livestock. A recent market intel report available on the AFBF website reviews the latest feral hog-related damage estimates with a particular focus on harm to farm and ranch families. A recent report on nutrient loss from the Agricultural Nutrient Policy Council gives federal regulators an in-depth look at agriculture's conservation role. Lauren Lurkins, Environmental Policy Director at Illinois Farm Bureau, serves as president of the council. She explained in Newsline that the report, which was presented at the Environmental Protection Agency Hypoxia Task Force meeting on Tuesday, highlights the conservation work of farmers and ranchers. The council conducted a series of in-depth interviews with state agricultural trade associations across 16 states in the Mississippi River Basin to see what work has been happening in each state to implement nutrient loss reduction strategies. According to Lurkins, the product of that is some outstanding work that really highlights the work done by agriculture in each of those states. USDA recently announced a new Farm Bureau-supported program to assist producers who sold hogs through a negotiated sale during the period in which they faced the greatest reduction in market prices due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Spot Market Hog Pandemic Program is part of USDA's Pandemic Assistance for Producers initiative and addresses gaps in previous assistance for hog producers. USDA's Farm Service Agency will accept applications for assistance through the program until February 25, 2022. SMHPP provides assistance to hog producers who sold hogs through a negotiated sale from April 16, 2020 through September 1st of 2020. USDA is offering SMHPP in response to reduced packer production related to the pandemic due to employee illness and supply chain issues, which resulted in fewer negotiated hogs being procured and subsequent lower market prices. Up to $50 million has been set aside through the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act for SMHPP. Payments will be calculated by multiplying the number of head of eligible hogs, not to exceed 10,000 head, by the payment rate of $54 per head. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.